Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping into something really important and quite specific, too.
Yeah, it looks fascinating.
The topic is emotional wellness for the Emirati professional.
Okay.
And our source material is excerpts from Emotional Wellness for the Emirati Professional.
Got it. So insights from that specific context.
Exactly. And our mission today, well, it's not just to define emotional wellness in general terms.
Right.
We want to really unpack it, especially within this specific cultural and professional setting.
Makes sense. It often looks different depending on the context.
We're hoping to find some surprising insights, you know, stuff that goes way beyond just feeling happy.
Which is a common misconception anyway.
Totally. And we'll explore how this kind of specialized approach helps professionals deal with complex demands and build real resilience.
Sounds good. Where do we start?
Okay, so let's get right to the core. The source kicks off by saying what emotional wellness isn't. What's the clarification there?
Yeah, that's a really crucial starting point. The source makes it super clear. It is absolutely not about just being happy all the time.
Right, that constant happiness myth.
Exactly. Instead, it's defined more as like the ability to really feel your emotions fully.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, the frustrating.
And to see it.
All of it. And then knowing how to process them in healthy ways. Empowering ways, even.
So navigating life with awareness and maybe self-compassion.
Precisely. Resilience, self-compassion, deep emotional awareness. That's the foundation.
Okay.
And here's where it gets really specific and honestly quite interesting. Focusing on the Emirati professional.
Ah, yes. What's the unique angle there?
Well, for many Emirati employees, the definition isn't just internal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It involves this complex balancing act.
Balancing what, exactly?
Things like deeply rooted cultural expectations, significant family roles, their own personal goals. And this is profound.
Yeah.
That quiet inner voice, mm-hmm. the one that, you know, deserves to be heard amidst all the external noise.
Wow. So it's not just managing stress, it's managing identity almost.
Exactly. It suggests this fundamental tension between the collective and the individual.
That's a really powerful distinction. When you mention that quiet inner voice, does the source dig into why that's so important here? Why is acknowledging it maybe even, well, revolutionary in this context?
It really does. The source points out that in strong collective cultures, there can be huge pressure.
Right. To conform, prioritize the group.
Yeah. Prioritize group harmony, external expectations. So that quiet inner voice, it represents individual authenticity.
Personal desires. Maybe even things that go against the grain.
Exactly. Things that might traditionally get pushed down. So emotional wellness here means creating that internal space where the voice can be heard.
And integrated somehow.
Yes, integrated.
Yeah.
Leading to a more authentic, less fragmented self. Which, interestingly, leads to stronger decisions and real fulfillment, even within those demanding structures.
Finding personal congruence, as you said.
Precisely. It's about aligning the internal and external.
Okay, that deeper understanding, those cultural layers, that sets up what the source calls expanded focuses areas.
Right.
What are some of these broader dimensions? What makes it truly holistic?
Well, this expanded focus really widens the lens. It starts with fundamentals like emotional literacy and expression.
So just understanding and naming your feelings.
Understanding and being able to articulate them clearly. Then it goes into areas like self-esteem, body image, even coaching on your inner dialogue.
How we talk to ourselves.
Exactly. How we see ourselves, the stories we tell ourselves. Really foundational stuff.
Okay. What else?
And beyond that, it gets into really practical tools.
Right.
Things like guided journaling.
To get thoughts out.
Yeah. Externalize and process. Mirror work is mentioned too.
What's that exactly? Sounds intense.
It can be powerful.
Yeah.
Often involves positive self-talk, affirmations in front of a mirror, building self-acceptance.
Okay.
And then there's emotional detox. Not like a juice cleanse, but
more like clearing out emotional baggage.
Exactly. Consciously processing and releasing built-up emotional burdens. Plus, it covers support circles for really tough stuff, grief, heartbreak, trauma recovery.
Wow, so quite deep support.
Definitely. And alongside all that, the core stress management and emotional resilience techniques you might expect, but they're framed within this larger picture.
So these are concrete practices, not just fuzzy ideas.
Never mind so.
I see. It sounds way more comprehensive than, you know, a few tips here and there.
Absolutely.
So if we drill down into the core of what it includes, what are the practical tools and approaches in these programs? They seem quite structured.
They are, yeah. The source lays out several key components, very systematic.
Okay, what's first?
First up is emotional and self-awareness. These are basically guided sessions.
Guided how?
To help people really recognize and understand their emotions, their thoughts, and importantly, their behavioral patterns.
Seeing the connections.
Exactly. And that awareness helps directly with better decision making and, you know, performing better at work.
Makes sense. What's next?
Then you've got stress regulation tools. This is the really practical in the moment stuff.
Like what?
Like breathwork techniques. Simple ways to calm your nervous system down. Emotional reset techniques for when you feel overwhelmed.
Like hitting a reset button.
Kinda, yeah. Quick ways to recenter. And workplace mindfulness sessions.
Specifically for work.
Yeah. Designed to cut anxiety, bring back focus, and build that resilience right when you're facing tough tasks or pressure.
That sounds incredibly useful, especially the workplace focus. And I noticed the source really flags confidence coaching.
It does.
Especially for Emirati employees and emerging leaders. Why that specific group and what does the coaching involve?
That's a great call out. This isn't just generic be more confident advice. It's tailored.
How so?
Well, it's designed to nurture self-worth, specifically thinking about navigating, say, traditional hierarchies or stepping into new leadership roles. That can be daunting.
I can imagine.
So the program includes things like voice empowerment techniques.
Literally finding your voice.
Yeah. Helping people find and project their authentic voice. Feel more comfortable speaking up, being heard. Plus, assertive communication skills.
Which are vital for leading.
Absolutely. For leading, negotiating, everything. It's about building that inner conviction that shows on the outside.
Okay. And linked to that.
Very closely linked, and you could argue essential in this context, is culturally sensitive coaching.
Yes. That sounds critical.
It is. It provides confidential emotional support, but it's explicitly rooted in Islamic values and Emirati cultural understanding.
So it resonates on a deeper level.
Totally. It's not just paying lip service to culture. It aims to create a truly safe, non-judgmental space.
Where people feel understood.
Exactly. So they can express challenges and reframe them in ways that align with their core beliefs and background. The advice feels applicable, respectful.
That cultural piece feels like it unlocks real engagement. Then there's emotional boundaries. That's tough for everyone, right?
Oh, absolutely. But maybe especially in environments with high demands or strong communal ties.
So how does the source suggest tackling that?
The coaching here focuses on crucial things like time energy management. Helping people see where their emotional energy is actually going.
Becoming aware of the drains.
Precisely. And it covers emotional detachment from work stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the classic leaving work at work.
Easier said than done.
Definitely. But providing tools for it. And crucially, finding that balance between ambition, family roles, and personal needs.
To avoid burnout.
Exactly. To prevent emotional burnout. If you're juggling big job responsibilities with strong family and cultural duties, this is paramount.
Absolutely critical. Okay, what's the final component?
The last one mentioned is connection, purpose, and belonging. This is about the deeper stuff.
Beyond just coping.
Yeah, helping people reconnect with their why, their purpose and meaning in their work.
How do they do that?
Through things like values-based coaching, exploring what really matters to them, gratitude practices, emotional alignment strategies.
Aligning work with
right. All designed to boost daily motivation and create a sense of like lasting fulfillment, not just fleeting success.
Hmm.
So yeah, what's really striking is how comprehensive it all is.
Right.
But also how deeply tuned it is to the culture. It's not trying to be a one-size-fits-all solution.
No, it sounds incredibly specific and thoughtful.
It recognizes and really tries to address the specific lived experiences of Emirati professionals.
Wow. Okay. That is a truly detailed breakdown of all the parts. It really paints a picture of a multi-layered approach.
It is.
So let's talk results. When all these pieces come together, what are the tangible outcomes? What does the source say you, our listener, can actually expect?
Right. The so what question. The source lists 6 key targeted outcomes. Pretty clear benefits.
Okay. Let's hear them.
First, improved emotional clarity, which naturally leads to better communication and therefore stronger relationships at work.
Makes sense. Clarity helps connection.
Exactly. Second, a noticeable boost in self-confidence, especially in situations like meetings, public speaking, making those tough decisions.
The big impact areas.
Huge. Third, the aim is for lower stress levels, less anxiety, and cutting down the risk of emotional exhaustion or burnout.
Essential for sustainability in demanding roles.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fourth, fostering a stronger sense of purpose, real lasting fulfillment, and feeling genuinely empowered in your work identity.
Moving beyond just doing the job.
Right. Fifth is about better emotional boundaries, not just with your peers, but crucially with leadership too.
That's an interesting nuance. Boundaries upwards.
Yeah, that can be a subtle but really powerful shift in dynamics. And finally, number six is cultivating long-term emotional resilience.
For the long haul.
Exactly. Building the capacity to handle high-pressure roles and grow as a leader sustainably.
Those outcomes sound incredibly positive, really comprehensive. But achieving long-term resilience in high-pressure roles, that doesn't sound like you just finished a program and you're done, right?
No, absolutely not. That's a really important point.
It feels like an ongoing thing.
It is. The programs give you the tools, the frameworks. But the source implies, and I think it's crucial to understand, that emotional wellness is a journey. It's not a destination you arrive at.
Right.
So that long-term resilience refers to the capacity you build. But it needs ongoing work self-awareness, consistently using the techniques you learned.
It's about having the toolkit and remembering to use it?
Exactly. It's less about making challenges disappear and more about building that inner strength to navigate them effectively again and again over time.
Okay, that clarifies it. It's about building capacity.
Yes. And if you connect all this to the bigger picture, these outcomes aren't just about feeling better personally.
They impact work directly.
Profoundly. They boost professional effectiveness, support sustained growth. You know, in today's world, these aren't soft skills anymore.
No, they feel pretty essential.
They're paramount. For the individual to thrive, yes, but also for the organization to succeed.
This deep dive has really shown that emotional wellness, especially when you look at it through the specific cultural lens for Emirati professionals, well, it's so much deeper and more nuanced than people might think.
It really is.
Yeah.
Far beyond just manage your stress.
Yeah. It involves this whole array of detailed components, deeply culturally aware approaches.
That sensitivity seems key.
And it leads to really significant, tangible results that touch pretty much every part of life and work.
Through transformation, potentially.
So as you, our listener, reflect on all this, here's something to maybe chew on.
Okay.
How might proactively cultivating these specific aspects of emotional wellness, especially that ability we talked about, to articulate and honor your own inner voice while still skillfully navigating all those external demands?
That balancing act again.
Exactly. How might that be the most underrated strategy out there for achieving both professional mastery and real, profound personal peace?